All right, Camden, we're about, I'd say, a little over halfway through the season now. Where are you with the car from where you were at the opening day?
It's been very up and down. Tonight we struggled really bad, but up until now I just felt like we're horrendous opening day, not so good in the Twin 35s, and from there we've just made progress, made some changes, tried a different nose wing on the front, and it's really helped. We've just kind of gone from one extreme to the other between really tight and really loose. Tonight I don't know what the heck we were. We were just god-awful, but it's just been a very humbling learning experience, and we're just taking it every week and happy to roll it on the trailer for another night.
Pair of 16.5s tonight. You got to be happy with that.
I am happy with that. We got down to a 4 last week, and the 5s is, it's good. Like I said, we're getting faster every week, and it's not necessarily about going fast. I'm happy to run those times. It feels good, but now I'm at the point where we know the car has shown some speed and is capable. We would just like to be able to stick with the field and be a little bit more competitive in the races.
Had some guys go high and low around you, lapping you tonight. That's got to put a scare into you, and you know, you're in the thick of it.
Yeah, you know, it was just very frustrating tonight because, like I said, we had so many different things wrong. The car was bottoming out again. We had some brake issues. The steering wheel was actually off a click, so I had it pointed all the way right going down the front straightaway. Just all sorts of weird stuff that I just really don't want to deal with as a rookie. But that lap traffic is tough. You don't want to be in the way. I just try to hold a solid, consistent line, and it just kind of sucks. We were 2 laps down in a 50-lapper tonight and only 1 lap down. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, right with the field at the end of the 75 last week. So we did go backwards, but we'll work on it and just keep learning.
By season's end, what would make a successful season for you? What would make you happy at this point? Happier?
Well, my goal really is Rookie of the Year. We've been in a really good battle, Jack, Patrick, and I, and he's a great competitor. He's doing really well with that car. Tonight we were able to gain some points. He kind of had the advantage on me for the first few races, and now I feel like we're at least kind of back in that battle. But beyond that, I just want to be competitive, just sticking with the field and hopefully being able to start up front maybe in August or some point later in the season, and just being able to say I have a competitive super modified. That would feel very rewarding.
Am I wrong in thinking that you were considering maybe bringing out the small block maybe once or twice this year?
We're definitely considering it. I miss that class. I think the crate move was the correct one for that long term. I know right now the car count's a little bit bleak, but I do think it's going to come back around, and we would certainly like to bring the car back out. Right now, like I said, we've struggled with this. It's just a money thing, a time thing, a help thing. So if we get maybe a sponsor, a little bit extra manpower, we definitely bring it back out. I hope towards the end of this year, maybe Classic. If not, 3 or 4 times next year. I think my dad wants to drive it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe Classic weekend for your dad.
That would be cool. That would be cool. I know he's spreading himself pretty thin with working on this car right now. So, but, you know, I've always enjoyed watching him drive, and that would be neat.